Blog Talk Radio.
Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach. And I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, today is Thursday, and what a great week it's been already. Oh, we've had some great shows, so if you missed any of them, please make sure you go back, you listen to the archives. But today is our Hot Topic Thursday. So we don't have a guest today, but we have a hot topic for you. And our hot topic is how to keep your man from straying. Okay, that's our hot topic. Now, this may work well, too, for the men if you want to keep your women from cheating. Now, some of you probably read in the news or saw in the news where, very famous people in Hollywood change partners, like some people change their pantyhose. But listen, it doesn't have to be that way. And we here on the Coach Lalisa Show, if we're going to coach you to your success, we have to deal with this topic. I know some people would think, well, what does this have to do with coaching? Well, it has a lot to do with coaching because, number one, I do a lot of relationship coaching anyway, and I have a seminar designed for people where I give them some secrets to having a great relationship and being in a great relationship. Also, I want to say good morning to those on the switchboard and those in the chat room. Okay. All right, Hypno, that's, I don't know if that's good or bad, so you tell me. I am married, just so that you will know, 20 years, I'm going on 21 years of being married. However, I didn't get married until I was in my 30s, so I've met a lot of people, and prior to getting married, I had a lot of experience with relationships and people straying, cheating, whatever you want to call it, have more experiences than I care to mention, so I have a lot of hands-on experience. But I've also done some research into this subject. And so there's lots of research out there. There are testimonials from single men that are married. There are testimonies, if you're single, you're not married, but single men and married men who actually stray. I used to work with a young man who actually wrote a book about men and why they cheat on their mates. And we used to have long conversations about the topic. And some of you know Steve Harvey's very well popular book. And so I also have a book coming out very, very soon entitled Think Like a Lady, Act Like a Lady, and Get the Man. Here's one thing we know. Here's the big problem. And you know the Culture of the Lisa show. We're all about solving your problems. Here's the really, really, really big problem. First of all, as far as I can tell, when someone is cheated on, it's such a feeling of distrust that can actually carry that into so many other relationships, which isn't fair, okay, but it can happen. It doesn't feel good. No one wants to really experience it. Even the people who cheat, they don't like to be cheated on. You ever notice that? Even the people who cheat, even women, there are some women who cheat with married men. They say they like it that way, no attachments and things like that. But in reality, that's not what they really want, because if you really didn't want to be with someone, you'd go be by yourself and you would be okay. Sometimes single women, I believe, the reason why they cheat is because they're very insecure. They're very insecure women. And same thing with a man. But I'm just dealing with women. I'm not a man, so I can't really speak for men. But I can speak for a woman wholeheartedly. And I can say that many single women who would cheat with a married man, these are women who really lack really inner confidence. They may, on the outside, appear strong and confident, high self-esteem, but it's just a facade. It's the same way a person would go and put on makeup or a wig or whatever. It's just on the outside. On the inside, they're hurting. It's like a person who does drugs. Sure, when they get high, they feel on top of the world. But when you think about it, they're destroying themselves. So why would you potentially destroy yourself? Okay? Any single woman who's with a married man knows that in the end, it's destruction. It may seem happy and fun early on, during, but in the end, because actually infidelity is a road that leads to destruction. So it doesn't matter who it is, that you can be a superstar, a movie star, a soccer mom. It doesn't matter whoever it is. It's the same destructive road, okay? Now, for women who are married and your husband cheats on you, because if you're in a long-term, let's just say if you're not married, okay? First of all, if you're not married and the person cheats, well, first of all, let's just say this. Okay, if you practice not having sex and not being married, you won't have to ever worry about somebody cheating on you, because it'll be a moot point, so you don't have to worry. So let's just say because if you're in a long-term dating relationship where you're living together, well, why wouldn't you be married? If you're not marrying this person because you see signs they would cheat, then why stay with them? Why not just leave? And so if you just tuned into the show, good morning and welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. I am Coach LaLisa. I do coaching in several areas. Relationship is one of them. Business development is another. And also for those who need career development and coaching, that's another area. And that also involves public speaking. We help people get their business out there to the public through a number of avenues. There's all kinds of ways to do that. So good morning, and welcome. Good morning, Thursday. Okay, so, okay, you're okay now. Good, good, good. Hypno. He says his divorce was a good thing. Okay, he never cheated, just didn't work out. Okay, and that can happen for people. That happens for a lot of people. But some of you know that there's a very famous person, Miss Angelina Jolie, and she actually said that during work, while she was filming a movie, she fell for a married man. And, you know, that can happen. But we want to help you today prevent that. So we're going to give you some tips on how to keep your man from straying. I mean, the phone lines really should be lit up, and everyone should be calling in to get this information. So there are so many people who have a problem in this area. You know, I know these people. I talk with these people. I meet these people. I was that people. So I'm talking from direct experience. I know how to turn it around, and I'm here to help you turn it around as well. So this is our Hot Topic Thursdays. So this is a hot one, y'all. This is almost too hot to handle. So it's hot, 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 because I'm sure there are a lot of opinions about it. But there are, believe it or not, and I know some people feel that for a man to cheat, it's just so random. Oh, it just happens. And there are a lot of people who feel like that. Oh, it's got to happen. It just happens to everybody. Well, no, it doesn't happen to everybody. Okay, and it doesn't have to happen in your scenario. As the person in the chat room just said, he was married, he never cheated, so all men do not cheat. I don't buy that. I just don't. Now, some people do, and if you buy that, then every man that you hook up with will cheat on you. Because remember, subconsciously, what we think and what we say is what we're creating our world with our words. And if you don't believe it, open the book of Genesis, and you will see that God spoke the entire world in the universe into existence. He did it with a word. He said, let there be light. There was light. Let there be trees, birds, herbs. He said it. He did it, and it happened. Okay? And so we who were created in his image have the same power, whether we recognize it or not, whether we acknowledge it. That's unimportant. The fact is that we do. And we are creating our worlds with our words. So when we say things like, I'll never get a job, I'll never find a husband, there are no good men out there, every man cheats, you're creating your world with your words. We all do. We all do. We all do. And then you can even look at various people that have super lives. If you could follow that person around or be a fly on the wall and hear their conversation, you would see why they have the life that they have. If you could just listen in on the words that come out of their mouth. These are not people with super lives. These are not people who wake up and curse the day. Oh, S-H-I-T, or O-D-A-M-N, or O-F-U-C-K, any other four-letter word. These are not people who do that. These are not people who wake up, oh, darn, I got to do this and that and that. No, these people wake up ready to go. They wake up, what's next? What am I going to do today? Who am I going to meet today? What's going down today? This is how they wake up, okay? And so our words shape our life. And you can shape your life with your words. Not you can, but you are. You may not even realize it. So actually, now, there was a person in the chat room who actually said that the topic is not really applicable to them. So that's fine if they feel that way. And they said they'll never actually get in a relationship. They will not get into any more relationships. Well, that's very interesting. I would be very interested to see, what that person's life is looking like. And even if you didn't get into a relationship, you may have friends in a relationship. And especially if you are a leader of any kind, you may have friends, you may have coworkers, you may have employees, you may have someone in your surroundings that may need help, that may need an answer, that may need direction, okay? And so for those people who do need the help, we are glad to be here. So the hot topic today is how to keep your man from strain. So I'm going to give you some tips. And again, you may want to share these with a coworker. You may want to share these with a family member, or you may want to share them with someone that you know. More than likely, you know someone who can use this information. And how selfish to feel like, well, because I don't need it. I don't need to hear this. And so what type of leader are you? Because most people can use information like this. It may be, again, it could be a neighbor, a coworker. It could be your own child that could be in a situation where they need help. Because we can't say, well, it's not happening because the divorce rate among couples, married, people in the church, it doesn't matter, is around 50%. Now, I don't know what percentage of that 50% is due to infidelity and cheating, but I would suspect, just based on people that I talk to and websites that I've visited, seminars I've attended, I would suspect probably definitely over half, over 50%, I would say, are people who actually these are individuals who, well, let's just say they have been involved in that situation. And just imagine had they had this information going in, okay, they would have gotten help. So for someone to say the subject matter does not apply to them, well, again, I question what kind of leader are you, and what kind of work do you do? Where do you live in a bubble? Do you live in a vacuum where you would not be able to help people? Anyone that's a manager, a CEO, a pastor, or even the head of a household, you would want this information because it can help you or somebody you know. So let's look at some things that, first of all, some of the signs, first of all, for those people who are interested in knowing some of the signs that your spouse or your mate could be cheating is just some basic things that, basic intuition. You might sense something. Go with your senses. Trust that God gave you senses for a reason, okay? He didn't give them to us just to be cute. We have them. They play a part. And if you sense something, follow your mindset. Follow it out and, you know, do a little investigating. Because here's the problem. Again, it hurts everyone in the end, and it leads to a road of destruction. So don't think of it as if I'm just nagging my mate or my spouse, or I'm just nagging them about cheating. Don't look at it like that. Look at it that you're really helping them. You're really helping that person. Because, you know, in the end, no one wants to be a cheat in the end. They may appear that this is what they want in the beginning, but in the end, they're not going to be happy with themselves. So look at it. Don't look at it as if you're nagging them or you're complaining. Look at it as if you're helping. You're helping to solve a problem. They have a problem, and you're helping to solve that problem. But it does take bonding. You have to have an emotional bond with your spouse, And I don't understand long-term mate, because if they're a long-term mate, they then should be your spouse. But that's a whole other argument and story. I don't have time to get into that this morning. But if you want to, you can always contact me later if you need some coaching in that area. But I think anybody with a long-term mate ought to make it their spouse, unless there's some prohibition in your state where you can't do that. But otherwise, you should do it, okay? And for people who are just dating, well, it's kind of a moot point. You're just dating. It's not anything that is concrete or that you're moving in that direction. So I don't know if it's even relevant for a person who is just dating. If you're just dating, there's no real commitment. So the person is, they may be seeing other people. But how could you consider that cheating on you when you're only dating? So I don't know how long people date. Some people date, in my opinion, way too long. You shouldn't still be dating someone 3 years later, you know. 3 years later, you're still just dating. I mean, I don't, unless you're 14, of course. Of course, if you're 14 or 13 or 17, for that matter, even 18, of course you're just dating, and you may date for a year or two. But I'm talking about people in their 20s and 30s and 40s, and I know people in their 50s are dating for like over a year. I don't understand that. But I don't have to understand everything. So some of the signs, again, you know, people on the job, sometimes, you know, people cheat with people at work. Or if there's like a bar or a happy hour or someplace that people go to. But the research shows that a lot of relationships that are considered a cheating relationship, these are people who met typically at work, okay, because you know the people at work. You know them, you hang around with them, you get to know them, and it's kind of easier to get into a compromising position. So that's one of the areas in terms of any signs. You want to look for signs that your spouse, I'm just going to say spouse just for simplicity, you're going to check to see if they have any emotional intimacy or attachment with people on the job, okay? And one way to do that is to be involved with your spouse's job. Be around them. Go to office events. You may not like to. You may not want to. But I'm suggesting that you do. And, you know, in terms of how to keep your man from straying, I'm suggesting that you do this, okay? Again, you're not doing it to snoop. You're not doing it to spy. As a wife, part of your role is to make your mate safe, you know, just like part of his role is to make you safe. So you are helping them so that they don't end up on a road of destruction. I mean, why wait until the train wreck when you could have did things along the way to help prevent this? So maybe the show isn't for you, but maybe you know someone who is going through this. They're headed for a divorce, possibly. You may want to text them right now and tell them to call in to 347-945-7991 or sign into the website, blogtalkradio.com/CoachLalisa. And sure, they can always go back and listen to the archives. But I know for a fact there are so many people who, of course, they would never admit that to anyone probably other than a close family or friend that they feel that their spouse is cheating. Some people don't know. They honestly don't have a clue. So that's why I'm giving you a couple of clues here. But I'm also going to give you some tips on how to keep him from straying. Maybe you're newly married and you've heard women talk about their husbands cheating and you said to yourself, I don't want to end up like that. I don't want that to happen to me. Maybe that's your scenario. If that's the case, then this advice will help you and be very useful for you and are useful for your friend, family member, or someone that you know. Now, information. This is the funniest thing I learned about information. Information is only good for the person who's going to use it. Okay? I learned that the hard way about information. It really isn't much if you don't plan to use it. Okay? So, again, if you have a friend or someone that you're planning to help, but, you know, you have to believe it. In other words, in order to use it, where it fits in, where it can fit in. You know, it's like a race. It's like running a race, okay? And you want to come in first place. You don't want to be on the losing end. You know, like I said, I know that there are single women who do date married men because of whatever. But you know what? They don't have to, and you don't have to have your husband in that kind of a scenario. Like I talked about, you know, the famous movie star, Angelina Jolie. Okay, yes, what she did, that was not proper, okay? And her road is going to still lead to destruction. She doesn't see it now. She's having all the fun right now. So some of the signs are that, you know, you see this person that had interest before no longer has interest in you. Or you see before this person who maybe even had a lot of there were a lot of special things you did together. You're no longer doing those special things. These are some signs that there could be a problem. Also, people who are, you know, having these emotional intimacy. Now, how does that work? Well, that's where there may not be any sex involved. But emotionally, this person is what we used to call back in the day, crying on someone's shoulder. You know, everyone has problems in life or issues. And whoever you take your issues to and your problems to, there's a potential there to create emotional intimacy. And so one of the things we teach women especially, but men can follow it too, I'm sure, is that you want to be that emotional, intimate person with your spouse. Yeah, we know about the sexual intimacy, but I don't think we were often taught as young women when we start dating and yet got married. I don't think anyone ever really talked about emotional intimacy. And so that part was ignored. And then, but yet there was still the need for it. And so once you have a relationship and emotional intimacy is not built into your relationship with your spouse, that leaves an open door that someone else can build that intimacy with your spouse. And what happens is now it's easier for emotional intimacy to turn into a sexual encounter or cheating or even worse, you know, a person could think now that they're in love with that person who was providing that emotional healing for them. So what are we saying then? We're saying then give your spouse the opportunity, invite it even, encourage it, find a way to do it to get them to open up about the problems that they may have at work, the problems that they may have in their life. And maybe they have problems elsewhere. Okay? Let them vent. Let them talk about those problems to you. And I know for women, sometimes it's very hard because we're used to being the person with the problems. We're used to being the quote-unquote victim. And when our spouses come home, you know, we want to sort of rant and about our jobs and what we're doing and what's happening at work and how horrible things are for us and that mean old boss and, you know, the work was so hard and there was so much work to be done and someone dumped on me and this and that, you know, or we complain about the children and what they did or didn't do. So that's, you know, how it can go. But you want to put a stop to that. You want to turn it around. And you want to give them the opportunity to share what's on their heart. And, you know, it's like I tell people, if you haven't done that and you've been with that person for a long time, they're probably going to be shocked that you're now asking them. They possibly will think something's wrong because they're, you know, they're not used to it. So you have to just work with them and be okay if they don't open up right away. Okay, if they don't open up right away, don't fret. Don't get weary in well-doing. Just keep at it. Keep at it. It takes time. Remember, if you're in a bad situation, it didn't get that way overnight. So it's probably not going to be fixed in an instant. You have to kind of work with it, okay? So these are ways, if you just tuned in, you tuned in to the Coach LaLisa Show. You tuned in to our hot topics today. Okay. No, you came back. Okay. Well, I'm glad to see you back. And so, like I said, you know, it may not be for you, but if you're a leader, it may be for the people around you. There are a lot of companies who are wasting a lot of money on absenteeism and other issues because of what is happening with their employees, and they don't have a clue as to how to help their employees. And what if your employee or your colleague is going through this and you would have information to help them? So, all right, so that emotional intimacy, giving them that opportunity to talk to you, to express to you how they're feeling, how their day is going. Again, you know, you may not be used to asking your mate when they get home, oh, how was your day? Not starting out with, the water thing isn't working, and can you fix this over here, and can you fix that over there? And that's fine that they are going to fix it. And yes, they need to know. And if it's an emergency, by all means, make sure you tell them. However, at the same time, your spouse, ladies, they are human. Just like you want someone. And, you know, for women, it sometimes can be that we have our girlfriends that we, you know, we love our girlfriends, right? Girlfriends, oh, my God. You know, women, we love that. But at the same time, we have our girlfriends to go to and to talk about our problems, to get it off our chest. So we're good emotionally a lot of times, you know. We're good in that area, all right? Our emotional need is met. But what about men? They have, and I know we don't like to think about men with an emotional need, but they do have one. They're only human. So they need someone also to talk to. They need someone to vent, talk about the problems of their day. So just give them 5 or 10 minutes. Again, I had to learn this the hard way. After 9 years of marriage, my marriage was on the rocks. You know, we went through a separation, and that separation could have easily led to divorce. But it didn't, because we turned it around. And it was mostly, you know, some things that I had to do, okay? I had to really look at myself and say, okay, where did I go wrong? And not like in a blaming anyone, but the thing is, it's just like on the job. If your supervisor gives you a major project to do and the project falls through some kind of way, don't you assess and see what part you played in it? I don't know. That's just kind of common what people do at work. But I don't understand why we do these things at work, but yet we won't do them in our own personal lives at home. You know what I mean? It's like we give more to that job than we do to our own personal life and our own family. And that's not right. You know, it should be God first, family, and then the job, okay? And so if we can fix major problems, just like people who can fix major problems at work, but then they can't fix the problems at home, which are not always as more major. You know, you take these brilliant scientists and financial experts and all these people who can, but I don't know. Yes. So, this is a very serious topic to me. And now, here's the other piece. I can't really multitask here, so I can't type and talk and read my notes and switch. So if I don't answer you right away on the switchboard there, I hope you'll understand. So, for those individuals who, again, if you tuned into the show because, some of you are just tuned in because this is what you do on weekday mornings, and we so appreciate you. We have a lot going on, lots of activities coming up. I definitely will not get off the air today without telling you all about this awesome, awesome, awesome event that is coming up in like almost 1 week. I can't believe it. We've been talking about it for months, and you know how that can be, and we're almost just 1 week away. So we're going to definitely tell you about that. And then there are some other great things that are happening for those of you who are in the job market, looking for jobs, looking to better your career. Maybe you have a job, you're looking for a promotion on the job, you're looking to be all that you can be. So we have some great information we're going to tell you about, things that are going down. So how to keep them from straying. So just a few things that you want to take note. Number one, you definitely want to have, you want to be a good lover for your mate. It, you know, that's like old-fashioned, but guess what? It didn't change. You know, some things just don't change. You have to do it, because if you're not a good lover for your mate, someone else will try. Okay, they will try. And not only, and why will they try? Because persons are looking for that. And so they're going to look for it. They don't find it in you, they're going to look for it elsewhere. The average person does want to have good love. If they can't find it in their spouse, they will try to go and find it elsewhere. You know, unless you have some kind of a medical problem. If you have some kind of medical problem, obviously your spouse should understand that and understand why you can't provide good love to them. But other than that, you should, okay? And so I don't understand people who their spouses cheat on them, but you're not providing good love, and then you wonder why. Now, they should not, absolutely. They should just grin and bear it, because when they married you, it said for better or for worse. And, of course, that would be the worst. And so, you know, they just have to deal with it. But, you know, you have a responsibility as well. You know, God has given you also a responsibility to the marriage and to make it right. So you have to do that. Another thing that you want to do is you want to get to know their friends. Get to know who they hang out with, okay? Like for me, with my husband, I know just about all of my husband's friends. He may have one or two friends, but these are not friends that he hangs out with. Like, he'll mention that he saw someone at the store, a friend from when he was like in fourth grade. But this is not a friend that he hangs with. My husband's friends that he hangs out with, they know me. I've been to their church. They've come to cookouts at my home. they've come to holiday parties at my home. I know these individuals. They know me. So they have a face. So if they're going to be out with my husband and, if a person can see who the spouse is at home, the friends are going to be less likely to accept anyone coming into the picture with their friend. You know what I mean? They're going to kind of look out for you, so to speak. That's not just in movies. That really does work. It really does work. And another thing you can do is you can know your husband's friends. Get to know the people at work. Like I said, go out to the work events that you're allowed to go to. I remember one company my husband worked for like 10 years. We would go I would go out of town with them every year. The sales team would go to a different place, and they would have this big sales meeting and training and all that. And I would go, and everybody knew me. Even today, still to today, every year my husband gets invited. Like for the last 4 years, this will be my fourth year going. And we'll go down to Baltimore. Some of you know me. You know that I go down there to Baltimore. Some big event that they have. Yes, my husband does go off and play golf while we go to the spa. Me and some of the other women, we did that last year. The other year we did something different, but they know me. It's like, oh, that's Lilisa. That's Drew's wife. That's Lilisa. That's her, and they know. So even if a woman was thinking of doing something, a person at work, you see, now they're like, oh, no, she's a friend. And, you know, for the most part, I'm not saying every woman would not sleep with her friend's husband, but most women won't, okay? So now you've made a friend with these workers, right? So, go hang out at your job, and, you call on the phone. Sometimes they'll answer. And I know, like, when I've called my husband, right now he works in a job where he answers the phone, but he used to work in a company where there was a receptionist. And, she would answer the phone, and I would chit-chat with her. I knew her name. He, would talk to me about her. And, oh, how you doing? How's it going? You're in school. What's going on? How are the children? So, again, you're making that friendly atmosphere. So, again, when you are a human being to them, not just a face on a picture on their desk. Now, this is information. I'm putting my own information with information that I've also gathered, off the Internet. And I actually read the book His Needs, Her Needs, where it shows that a man's top five needs are different than a woman's top five needs. And also, I was on a website a while back where it talked about how to ignite the fire in your marriage and to keep him from cheating or something like that. So some of the information is also coming from there, especially the part about the emotional intimacy. That's very, very important that you be that emotional intimate partner. That means you get down to the things that they care about. Like my husband, for instance, right now his biggest thing is to go to his old high school of like 50 years gone by, go back to his old high school and help out on the football team or whatever. That's his big thing. Well, guess what? I'm all right up in there. I know more about the meetings than he does. Okay. But I have to sit and listen. You have to listen to your spouse. You have to ask questions. You have to be concerned genuinely about their life. And like I said, ladies, I understand, because believe me, this was a big area where I struggled. It's like, they don't have a life. I have a life. Well, no, they have a life too, and you need to understand it. Even I don't care how small their life is. Even if they just have a little teeny tiny life, okay? They might just have a little teeny tiny life. It doesn't matter. However small or big their life is, okay? Be a part of it. Also, make sure, you may not be able to be friends with if there is an ex, like an ex-wife, especially if there's children involved. Or even like a main girlfriend that was the ex. If at all possible, get to know that person as well. Maybe you can't become a good friend with them, but You know, if they're your spouse really shouldn't be hanging out with this person. Okay, and like I said, if there's a child involved, you may have to, but you can be included on some of those outings, okay? Again, once a person gets to know you, it's somewhat harder for them to sort of betray you. I'm not saying it can't be done, but it does put up a barrier. You know, these are tips on how to keep him from straying. So we got good love, get to know his friends, know his coworkers, know the people he hangs around with. Make sure you check the ex. Make sure you see what the ex is about. Ask him questions. If you can't get to meet up with the ex, ask him questions about the ex. This is exactly what I did with my husband. I made sure I knew how he felt about all of his ex-girlfriends or any ones that, you know, I could get out of him. You know, I went back like 20 years. 20 years worth, you know. Some people just stop at the ex they just had. But you know what? What if they had an XX and an XXX? Some people have, okay? So I know this is helping somebody. I know somebody's going to be able to use this information. It may not be you, but there are hundreds of people that tune into this archive that will come and listen and hear and get the help. And now once I post the title, they will definitely come, because I know there are a lot of people who would love to know how to keep your mate from straying. How to keep your mate, basically, how to keep your mate from cheating. Now, outside of the people who believe it absolutely cannot happen, because all those people who believe it can't happen, it won't happen for you. You're right. If you believe it can't happen, you're right. It can't happen for you. But for anybody who believes, you know what, I'm going to try it and see, because you know, hey, what do you have to lose, right? Try it and see. Now, also, definitely respect him, you know. Let him know he's special. Let him know how special he is. You know, honey, no one can twist the cap off of that, you know, salad dressing jar like you, you know. Honey, no one washes my car quite the way you do. You know, you gotta let them know that they're special, okay? Let's see. Anything that you can find. You know, honey, I tell you, I'm so grateful that you work hard. You're an awesome man. You're a hard worker. You really, you know, you take care of your family. Just let them know they're special. You know, we love to know that we're special, you know, us women. But again, we're good at it. You know, it's second nature. Oh, you like that part. Okay. See? No, I told you I had something for you. But yeah, it's so true, though. You know, like I said, women, we're good at it. We got our girlfriends who tell us every day, oh, I like your hair, I like your shoes, I like your dress, I like your coat, I like your this, I like your that. Oh, girl, you got it going on. You go, girl. You know, we got that. So it's easy for us. We don't think about it because we just do it naturally to each other. But when it comes to our mate, our spouse, we don't realize how important it is to make them also feel special. Not just handsome, okay, that's good. Yeah, we're happy that they work and provide for us financially and things of that nature. But what about their other special talents and things that they do well where you can make them feel special? And it could be something very simple. It doesn't have to be anything major. It doesn't have to be major. Just the fact that they stop during the day to call you to say, how's your day going? That's special, you know, and receive that call. Because what I had to learn through my marriage is that if that's something that he values doing, like calling me at 1 o'clock in the afternoon or 11 o'clock to ask me what this or that, it doesn't matter. If that's something he values, then I want to accept it with enthusiasm. It's not an interruption to my day. I'm not taking anything negative. I'm going to value that because he wants to do it. And that right there can make a person feel special when you value the things that they do. And again, like I said, I had to learn most of these things a very, 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 very hard way. And I don't want others having to learn it the way I did. And so, but this is our hot topic. This is our hot topic for today, how to keep your man from cheating. And again, it's hot because, people, everybody wants it, but nobody wants to admit that they need it, okay? Most women, they need it. They need this information, but they don't want it to admit it, okay? And that's what makes it hot. That's what makes it controversy. Yet, just the other week, Michael Bazin did a whole show or a series of shows where he was talking about the people. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, he said that all of these people cheat, everybody. And, you know, we know that that's not true. But he said that even if people don't cheat, they have this thing where, hold on one second, they have this thing where they do cheat emotionally. Yes. Okay, I lost you guys there for a minute. Okay, I'm back. So yes, so definitely treat them special. Okay. Was always a note. Yes. Yeah, and that's unfortunate because probably had your ex-wife come to one of my seminars, and she probably didn't know because a lot of people just don't know. They didn't get this information. I'm telling you. I had to learn the hard way. I had to learn through trial and error. My mother was a beautiful woman. She did not give me this information. My grandmother, both of them were married. My mom was married more than once. These were beautiful women. I never got this information from them. I know a ton of married women that I was around. I didn't get this from them. I got this through trial and error. I got this because my back was up against the wall. And my own marriage was falling apart. I didn't have a choice. You know, I found this through necessity. And the reason I'm sharing it, yes, it's a hot topic. Yes, it's Thursdays. And yes, I'm sharing it right here on Blog Talk Radio, making it accessible as a coach. Part of one of the areas that I do coaching is in relationships. So this, you know, falls in line. The other part of the coaching that I do is in career development, personal development, helping people fulfill their dreams in life. But this is a part of it, especially for married people. You know, like I said, even for leaders, business owners, you're working with people who may have these issues. So let him know how special he is. And he really is. He really is special. And you just have to let him know it. And like I said, for women, that's hard because we're so used to everybody making us feel special. Okay, we're so used to everybody telling us how special we are. Sometimes we forget that the man also needs to know how special he is, okay? And then the last one that I want to leave you with is take interest. Take interest in that person. I remember when I went to learn how to play golf because I wanted, my husband was playing golf. I saw how interested he was in it. He would get up early on Saturday mornings, go to the golf course, not make it back to like 9 o'clock at night. And I went a couple times with him, and I saw these little old couples. They were like in their like 70s, right? And they were out playing golf together and what have you. And I was talking to one of the ladies, you know, and she was saying how her and her husband, that a lot of his friends that he played golf with, they're no longer around. Either they don't live in the same place or they're no longer living. And so she's his partner. And I thought, wow, I don't want that to happen to my husband one day. You know, he has lots of friends that he plays golf with. Yeah, you can go on the course and play with anybody. But I thought, I'll be his partner. I'll be that person. So I suffered through, you know, all the things that I'm thinking in my head. Do I really want to be out here in this hot sun playing golf, walking this long golf course? As a matter of fact, he's out now shopping, not right this moment, but he's out looking for golf shoes for me. So You know, that's how much but I'm into it. I started playing. He showed me some things. I took a couple of little quasi-golf lessons, and I actually love it. And now I feel more comfortable, and, you know, I'm interested. He's interested. I can talk about it. You know, sometimes I do well out there, and he brags to his little friends about it, you know. But you got to take interest in the things they like. My husband, he loves sports. He loves sports. Now, that's where I have to digress. Sorry. You know, that's it. I just, you know, I don't know. I can't do too much of the sports thing. However, I will go to a game here or there. So those are the 5 things that you can do to keep your man from cheating. So there you go. He won't stray. Give him good love. Get to know their friends. Be around their friends. Check the ex. Make sure you know how they feel about the ex, that there's no more feelings there. Let them know that they're special and take an interest in them. And I guarantee you, I can't guarantee it, but I can say that you will definitely see a difference. You will definitely see a difference if you put these things into practice. You may not see it overnight, because remember, they're used to you being one way, so you can't do it overnight, but it will happen, okay? It will happen. You got to just trust the system, trust the process. So like I said, the show is almost over, and I said I was going to tell you about the awesome, awesome event in North Carolina, and I'm going to do that. It's coming up next weekend, so definitely, definitely, please don't wait another moment. Get your registration. You can register online at leprepromotions.com. That's www.leprepromotions.com, or you can register online at www.fb.com/V as in Victor Dancy, D-A-N-C-Y, or you can call 804-605-3567. You want to get registered for this awesome conference, Releasing Your Inner Power. It is going to be smashing. You don't want to miss it. If you're in the Greensboro, Raleigh, Charlotte, North Carolina, anywhere in that area, you want to get there. If you're in, you could be in Virginia, you could be in Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia is not that far. We want you to get there. The tickets for the conference are just $25. So you definitely want to get there. There's going to be awesome, awesome workshops helping you to lose weight, fulfill your dreams, helping you start that business, empowering you to get focused, to get motivated, to get driven, so that you can achieve the greatness that God has put down inside of you, help you to learn how to do more with less. You will also learn how to maneuver in this bad economy. Turn your finances around. I'm telling you, there's going to be powerful speakers there. Dr. Cindy Hunter, she's the author of A Diary of a Crack Addict's Wife. They're going to have Pastor Aretha Pugh Robinson. She's also the author and a life coach of Becoming a Woman Without Excuse. Angela Dancy, the conference host, awesome, powerful businesswoman, organizer, you know, you just extreme management. You just want to be there. I will be there doing my Release Your Power workshop. You don't want to miss this. And Mr. William Thompson, financial planner, Ms. Anjanette Washington, she's a health and nutritional planner. We have a fitness guru there, Ms. Elaine Haskins. Oh, my God, there are so many people there. So make sure you tune back in tomorrow. We'll tell you more about it. Go on Facebook. Go to my page. You can go to Virginia Dancy's page. You can go to Dr. Cindy Hunter's page. Ms. Denise, she's the owner of Lepre Promotions. Denise Little, you can before a commercial ad if you're in that area on television or internet TV. Also, you can find an ad in Divine Connections magazine in their May and June issue. Divine Connections magazine is advertising this event. Look in their May and June issue. Well, that's all we have time for. It's been my extreme pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.